Well, you make it a credible threat by repeatedly saying that the military option remains on the table, that it is real, and when you say it, you don't have senior officials from your administration say it's not that real. So I'll give you very specific examples. The president says the military option's on the table, but then Defense Secretary Panetta at a security conference, which was widely covered, he walked through all the problems with the military action, that there would be backlash in the region, that it may not be successful, you may not actually be able to wipe out the program, you just might delay it, that there will be economic repercussions.
Is he wrong about those things?
Secretary Panetta has said that on many occasions. Our only view is one obviously has to consider these very, very things he's talking about. And if you want to talk to our allies about it, you absolutely should. But do it behind closed doors. By broadcasting it in public the way the administration has done, it has sent one message to Tehran, which is that we are absolutely not serious, that the credibility of the threat is not there. And it has sent the exact same message to our allies in Israel and in the Gulf Arab countries that are worried about a nuclear Iran.
Is Panetta wrong? Is Panetta wrong about those concerns that he raised?
I would let him explain, you know, the reasoning behind each one of those. I'm simply saying if he does have evidence and analysis, which he very well might, he should talk about those things with our allies behind closed doors, not do it in public. When you do it in public, you send the wrong message to Iran and to our allies.